Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, I said we were going to focus a little bit more on the Liberty Forum because, well, it was a great event, and that's where we were a week ago. Actually, so it's already been an entire week since the first night of the Liberty Forum. It was a great time. It happened from Thursday through Sunday last weekend, and we were both there, and Free Talk Live was there broadcasting live every single night. We had a great time, had a bunch of great guests on the show, and a lot of our listeners were there, and an incredible amount of Free Talk Live listeners showed up to this. In fact, one of our listeners wrote an article which, instead of us just gushing about the forum, let's look at what somebody who had never been to a Free State Project event before thought about it. His name is Sandor Blessman, and that's his pen name, I believe. His real name, I don't know if I can reveal. But
does he say where he's from?
He does say where he was from. And the story is from AmericanChronicle.com. And here it is. He says, I had the good fortune to be able to spend the weekend of March 5th through the 8th of 2009 attending the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, which was put on by the Free State Project. And I should interject here, the Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-loving individuals all coalescing, all concentrating in the same geographic location, and that is New Hampshire. It's a great idea. We're all moving here in order to get active for liberty. And so the Liberty Forum is essentially a showcase of what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And here we continue with Mr. Blessman. He says, to say I was energized and excited by the happenings there would be an understatement. I felt welcomed, accepted, and embraced by all those in attendance. Never before in my life have I experienced so many people that felt the same way about freedom as I do, all gathered together in the same place. I drove from the Chicago area to Nashua to attend this event. The total drive time was a little over 17 hours one way. I would have flown, but I didn't want to put up with the TSA and all their dictates. Sorry, but I want to be able to keep my shoes on and drink bottled water when I travel. I could have taken a train, but I didn't. I wanted to drive. It'd been a long time since I'd taken a road trip, and the forum made it worth the trip. I could talk about the Liberty luminaries that gave their speeches. I could talk about how great it was to hear these personalities in person. I could talk about the individual speeches by people like Adam Kokesh from Iraq Veterans Against the War, and how great and emotional his presentation was. I could talk about how awed I was to be in the presence of Dr. Mary Ruard, one of my personal heroes. Did you get a chance to meet her, Wayne?
I did.
She's great, isn't she?
Fantastic.
And how exciting it was to be able to speak to her one-on-one, even if it was for just 10 minutes. I could talk about how inspiring it was to listen to Will Buchanan tell of his adventures on his walk for liberty across America, and to discuss freedom with him and his lovely wife, Brooke, at a roundtable luncheon. There are many things about the speakers that I could mention. I could talk about how interesting and educating it was to hear Glenn Jacobs from the WWE give a speech on the economy. Glenn Jacobs is a huge man and a powerful presence, but to me it was his intelligence that was the most impressive thing about him. I could mention how entertaining it was to hear John Taylor Gatto speak about education despite his age and the fact that he can't be as animated as I'm sure he was in his past. I could talk about how fun it was to watch Stefan Molyneux instruct a room full of libertarian-minded people on how to win any political debate in 2 minutes or less. I could talk about these things, and I guess I did just a little, but I won't go into any more details because although these luminaries and their presentations gave this gathering substance and form, it was not they who made the forum so exciting for me to attend. Although these famous and inspiring people gave presentations worthy of the standing ovations they received and never seemed to have enough time to answer all the questions that the audience members wanted to pose, it was not they who impressed me the most. It was, in fact, the legions of ordinary people who'd gathered together in one place to listen to these people who delighted me. It was they who created the positive and exciting atmosphere which permeated the hotel. And I have to say, he's spot on. The Liberty Forum and the Pork Fest, these are the two events the Free State Project puts on. Every time, it just keeps getting better. Every time, the people that have been there before, they get to know one another better, and the bonds grow. And, of course, there are new people coming in, and that's always the most difficult part, is coming in as a new person. But you're so welcomed, and it's just such a great group of people. I totally agree with what Mr. Blessman is saying here. He says, it is they, the regular people, who make the Free State Project the beacon of hope that it has become in the Liberty Movement. One of the first things one notices about this movement is the diversity of those involved. People from all backgrounds, cultures, races, and religions attend. That is a testament to the power of freedom. It appeals to most everyone, regardless of their upbringing or social status. The other thing I noticed is how friendly everyone was. There was no prejudicial judging going on in this group. There was a tendency I found to introduce oneself and then to begin conversing with one another as if you've known each other for years. And I have to say, Wayne, that that is not an uncommon thing that is said about people in this movement. Not uncommon at all.
You know, I think I see a lot of people who are very angry and frustrated because they feel like they're alone. And then when they come to these things, they're joyous because they realize they're not alone and that there are other people working towards freedom like they would like to.
And you don't have to start from base zero. You don't have to start from trying to explain the non-aggression principle. You don't have to start with the basics of liberty. These people already get that. And so you can start from a different platform, and it really just changes the tone and the nature of the conversations that you're having with people. And they really do feel like old friends. I feel like there's no place I would rather be than surrounded by these great people right here in New Hampshire. I feel so much more comfortable. I mean, not that I was uncomfortable with the friends I had down south, but I just feel so much more of a part of a community here in New Hampshire than I ever have anywhere else.
I feel like I'm back at the Beach Club in Atlantis.
I've never been there. What is that?
Oh, that was in a different time.
Oh, the lost city of Atlantis.
Yes.
Gotcha. So so he says that, you know, that there's a real tremendous connection here, and the non-initiation of aggression principle, as he says, and the idea that in order to live in liberty, you must grant that liberty to all others, is ingrained in our psyches for the most part. And that connection alone is a powerful catalyst for tolerance and friendliness in our interactions. Those ideals were personified by just about everyone at the forum. It's these individuals who make society work. It's they who provide the labor, the products, and the services that make the day-to-day living in the modern world possible. The people attending were the teachers, technicians, software programmers, mechanics, entrepreneurs, businessmen, doctors, clerical workers, etc., who want to see government reduced in size and scope. These are professionals and laborers from a variety of industries, both private and public, who are tired of the overbearing, intrusive nature of our government and simply want to back the ability to be able to make their own decisions for themselves and their businesses and succeed or fail based on their own merits. They came to the forum to get ideas on how to achieve liberty in our lifetime and discuss those same ideas. It was these discussions we had amongst ourselves that made the Liberty Forum such an exciting place to be. By the end of the forum, my head was so full of new information and ideas, it was spinning. I don't know if it would have been possible to squeeze any more nuggets into my skull, and yet I didn't want the weekend to end. I'd found a time and a place that I would have liked to have stretched into eternity had it been in my power. I now have more hope than ever before, that ordinary folks can create the change necessary to return our society back to the type of freedom-loving, independent-thinking society our founders must have imagined. I'd like to just interject that I think that the terminology going back to is something we should avoid.
I agree.
I think that when you say you want to go back to something, you sound like you're obsessed with the past. And the fact is, the past was not better than what we have today. What we have today, while the government is certainly more tyrannical in many ways, is a preferable living condition. It's a very comfortable society. It's very wealthy compared to the past. And also in the past, you had this pesky thing called chattel slavery, which you definitely don't want anybody to think that you want to go back to. So let's talk more about moving forward. Let's talk about moving ahead. Let's talk about evolving to the next great understanding of mankind.
With ideas that really work.
Exactly. So he finishes up. He says, the ordinary people attending this forum gave me more hope than any politician possibly could. They are the promise of real change, lasting change, change from the bottom up. And for me, this is what made the Liberty Forum a rousing success. So, great story there from AmericanChronicle.com. And I have to agree, the Liberty Forum is great, and being around these activists is fantastic. You know, I mean, if you've listened to the show before, I gush about this all the time. What could be more exciting, though? I mean, as far as the Liberty Movement is concerned, as far as getting people together and getting active, where else is it happening? I'm still, you know, if you've got an answer to that question, 1-800-259-9231. I don't believe it's happening anywhere else but here. And I think you should be a part of it if you're interested, because we'd love to have you. 800-259-9231. Horse theft update coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
That would entail a $25 million investment by U.S. taxpayers to make it happen. Car owners would have to dump their present vehicles and buy new hybrids. Ethanol won't help. It is too expensive and drives up corn prices, as well as damaging vehicle engines. It is not a viable energy solution unless we cover the South with sugarcane, as Brazil has done.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In addition, it is believed that the construction industry could be revived by installing solar panels and efficient insulation. This, of course, is similar to the CCC FDR approach of the 1930s make work programs. The next step is to break dependency on foreign oil over the next 10 years, which is not a difficult task with all the oil that we have in the Rocky Mountains and the Dakotas.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And, by the way, those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative. That's both private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Nate in Missouri. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling to talk about fascism.
All right. Go for
it. In history class, we're studying the different fascist dictators.
Yes.
I was calling to get your opinion on who was the worst.
Who was the worst fascist dictator? You know what? Honestly, I can't say I've really studied them. Wayne, what do you think?
Well, Mussolini and Hitler were the two most popular. They didn't
Was Hitler really a fascist? I mean, he led the National Socialist Party.
Well, that's essentially... See, fascism is the marriage of big corporations and big government. And it is a leftist form of government. That's what people always consider fascism the right, but it's not. It's also a leftist form of government. The main difference is that with fascism, it's government and corporations in bed together who rule over the people, whereas, and they actually, in a fascist system, people are take title to property, but only if you behave. They use laws and taxes and regulation to control you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in a communist system, which is also a leftist form of government and a form of collectivism, the government holds title to all the property and controls everything. There is no difference.
Well, now, Wayne, you've just labeled both of those as leftist. Are you suggesting what is a rightist form of government?
Well, the real paradigm or the real scale, I think, the political scale is you have totalitarianism versus anarchy, no government. So total government versus no government. And so those are both totalitarian, collectivist forms of government.
Right. It's really a question of statism, not left or right.
Yes.
Right?
I would think, yeah.
So I'll take the easy way out. The most fascist was George W. Bush, though Obama seems to be giving him a run for his money.
So far.
You have thoughts? Anything else on your mind?
Thinking Stalin, actually.
Well, Stalin was a communist.
So why Stalin? If you what point can you make to say that he was a fascist?
Well, mainly just his secret police force. His just in general kind of big brother.
Secret police is a hallmark of all totalitarianism, not necessarily just fascism.
Yeah, because communists believe that the state should control everything, all means of production, all property, all resources.
So probably not Stalin, probably would not qualify, but he certainly was a totalitarian communist, no doubt about that.
And Mao Zedong was the worst of all in how many
commies?
People he killed.
Yeah.
Because I always look at those regimes in terms of their death toll.
Body count, yeah, that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
In which case, it would be Hitler. As far as fascists.
I think Hitler was the worst among fascists.
If he was a fascist, though, he did lead the National Socialists. So what's a fascist, what's a socialist, I don't care. As long as they're controlling people, that's what I oppose. As long as they're trying to tell you how to live your life, I will oppose them. Nate, any other thoughts?
Well, on the topic of Stalin, I...
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah, you were saying on the topic of Stalin, what?
Yeah, I've discovered a conspiracy.
Okay, what sort of conspiracy?
Stalin actually means man of steel. And can you think of any other famous members?
Superman.
Thanks for the call tonight. Is he still there?
Fascist.
Who's a fascist?
Superman.
Superman is a fascist?
Superman is propaganda. He's evil, man.
Superman is supposed to be Stalin? Are you saying that they modeled Superman after Stalin?
He came out about the same time.
That's interesting.
I always wanted to steal his girlfriend. I always liked Lois Lane.
Lois Lane is a babe.
Thank you for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, whether they're a socialist or fascist or whatever you want to call them, they're authoritarians. They believe they know what's best. They believe they are the anointed ones. They have been granted the great knowledge as to how to centrally organize society. And that's one of the things that they certainly have in common is central organization. Certainly the commies are maybe a little more centrally organized than the fascists. But, I mean, we're talking about a difference in degrees here.
Yeah, if you look at who you had to vote for in the last few presidential elections, it's becoming more evident that there's not much difference. But it seems like the Democrats move more in the Marxist communist direction, whereas the Republicans move a little more in the fascist direction.
In either case, we lose. Let's continue with Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne.
Yeah, actually, the real definition in 20th century political thoughts functions or is defined by a fascist system whereby the means of production are owned by the industrialists, but the government controls the means of production and pays the industrialists for their use. Ultimately, in a fascist system, the government maintains the means of production that are owned by the industrialists. Think of Nazi Germany with Krupp, the Krupp family, whereby they didn't control their means of production, the owners, the government did, but in exchange for that they received, you know, payment and huge profits, whereby in a communist system you have a different system where the means of production are owned by the state and controlled by the state. So that's the difference between the two systems, whereby George W. Bush represents fascism in sort of a North American context. Just think of privatizing Halliburton, but the government controlling the deployment of Halliburton people. Who made the money on Halliburton? The people that owned the company made the money.
That is correct. Right.
Same, so that's really the definition. And the regimes, authoritarian regimes, are usually totalitarian. History has sort of proven that. However,
how can you be an authoritarian without being a totalitarian?
It depends on degrees. But if you look at the greatest crimes of the 20th century in genocide, you'll see that it was probably Mao Zedong, and then it would be Joseph Stalin when, you know, the Ukraine was, when 10 million Ukrainians were destroyed, when the Communist Party decided to withhold the grain and the food and shipped it to other parts of the empire and to other countries. So that was a tremendous genocide. And then, of course, Nazi Germany with the 6 million Jews, that's horrendous as well. What's interesting about Nazi Germany with the Holocaust is the fact that they used high technology as an integral process of genocide, which had never been done before. And it was done on such a large scale, and the economies of efficiency sort of modeled those of an industrial advanced economy. And so when you look at them all, they're all pretty bad. And then you can look at Pol Pot, who had a very primitive industrial infrastructure, but managed to kill, 4 million Cambodians?
Vietnam. Yes,
so
Vietnam.
when you look at the history of that, it's very specific. I mean, it's horrendous. I think you have to look at some writers like Hannah Arendt with her essay or her book on totalitarianism.
Frank, thanks for the comment tonight.
No
appreciate
problem.
Hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether socialist or fascist or communist, these people that he was talking about are the biggest murderers of all time. I mean, the private murderers, people like Jack the Ripper, pale in comparison. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, which is why the government is the...
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll free. We talk to you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy those. And those features, by the way, include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Also, coming up this summer, a dozen different seminars put on by the Institute for Humane Studies. They pay for your meals and your housing. Some of the seminars include the Moral Foundations of Capitalism happening at Clemson University June 20th through the 26th. It's a rigorous interdisciplinary evaluation of the economic systems, examining timeless questions about society, human nature, and government with an emphasis on current events. Explore capitalism's roots in philosophy and history, as well as economic theory and the current crisis. Discuss the ideas of thinkers such as Aristotle, Adam Smith, Ayn Rand, and Friedrich Hayek. And you can get registered for it at libertarianseminars.com. Head over there and get registered today, libertarianseminars.com. As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, Ben is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great. Listen, I was listening to the previous callers, and it's interesting. Anytime government starts to get involved, business, there's always strings attached. Right?
When they get involved in business, yes. Whether it's licensing or regulations, there's always something else they want you to do for them.
Yeah, that's right. And so now, with the communism and the other stuff,
We're having trouble with your phone. I'm going to put you back on hold. We're having some issues. Ben, we'll try you back here in a little bit. In the meantime, we're going to go to Mike, who is, no, it's not Mike. I don't even know who this is. Caller, you're on the line. I think I screened the caller.
Hey, Mr. Caller.
Oh, hey, it's Cliff.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm going to talk about the whole fascism versus communism thing. And to me, I think fascism is as different from communism as republic is different to a democracy.
Okay.
Meaning that, in a way, it's a small group of men trying to control all the resources of the land. These are pretty much all interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very subtle differences between the two. It's really just how the tyranny is organized.
The biggest problem I have with fascism is it tries to mimic capitalism. A lot of times they'll call itself capitalistic or capitalism when it really isn't.
It's kind of what we have here in this country.
Exactly. We have soft fascism.
That's it for me. Just wanted to let you guys say that. That's it.
All right, Cliff, thanks. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We're going to talk to Ben dropped off. Maybe he'll call back, get a better cell. Let's talk to Jake in Washington. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. Jake?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to say I love your show, man.
We love you, too.
What's on your mind tonight, Jake? Do you have something you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about surveillance and pretty much how Obama's whole agenda is to set up pretty much civilian task force, kind of this militia.
Well, militia probably wouldn't be the right term.
Domestic security force.
Brown shirts, you know, that might be a better term for it.
Sounds that right?
Yes, you're familiar with what brown shirts are, right?
Yep.
So that's what they're looking at doing. They're looking at creating a national service program and forcing all young Americans to essentially work for the federal government in the sorts of areas that you're talking about, so-called civil defense or civil service, and, of course, the military. They won't forget to populate the military even more with warm bodies through their national service program. So that's what they're looking at doing.
Exactly. You know, militia is just kind of a term they use to make it seem like a good idea.
I don't think they're going to be using the term militia. Have you heard them mention the term militia in any sort of positive fashion?
Not exactly. It was blogged about repeatedly by these Obama fanatics.
Oh, I can see what you're saying. You're suggesting that the fanatics, the followers, are essentially terming it a militia, maybe like a statist militia or something like that, because the militia today is still being maligned by the state. In fact, the caller earlier who told us about that Missouri group, the governmental information group that had put out a report basically saying that libertarians and liberty-minded people are aligned with terrorists, they were talking about the militia there. So it's very unlikely you're ever going to hear the government use the term militia in any sort of positive manner. But I can definitely see how the followers could consider themselves as part of an Obama militia or something like that. If that's
right.
What I'm getting at. Thanks for the call tonight. Good to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
Nothing's really on my mind. Well, everything's on my mind, but...
I'll pick one.
I don't have an issue right now. I just wanted to tell you, I have registered ObamaDeception.org.
Okay.
And I made it available free for anyone that wants to download. I'm hosting it for free.
What are you hosting?
ObamaDeception.org. It's a film by Alex Jones that he put out just a couple of days ago.
Oh, he's old Alex Jones has a new movie out. I hadn't even caught wind of that.
Obama Deception?
No, I hadn't even heard about it. That's good to know. I've always enjoyed Alex Jones's movies. I'm not so much for the whole conspiracy theory thing necessarily, but I think there are definitely people out there conspiring to do things. There's no doubt about that. I like Alex Jones the most when he talks about real concrete things that are happening, like the police state. When he's reporting on the police state, I think he is on the top of his game. He's at his best. So I imagine there's some of that stuff in this new movie.
Yes, there is.
Great. Good to know.
But it's more geared towards the international bankers and pretty much telling the people that Obama and pretty much most presidents have been run by the international bankers.
You know, one of the other things I really like about Alex Jones is that he is one of those people that puts his product out there and encourages people to just distribute it. And that's kind of what we do here on this show, and I think that's fantastic. When you've got a product that you think is valuable, you don't charge for it up front. You put it out there and you say, hey, here you go. If you like it, send me some money. And he deserves a lot of credit for doing things that way.
Yeah, exactly. If you like it, buy the DVD, which I did.
Well, and that's why you're able to share it on your website without him coming after you with some sort of lawsuit.
And he also, I think, knows that you'll if you buy the DVD, you'll pass it out to your friends. And that's a good way, is a sampler way of selling a lot of DVDs.
And expanding his brand. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John Paul. Listening to KBYO in Louisiana. John Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, John Paul, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering about this, some of these latest gun control bills, like H.R. 45. I was wondering, like, what's the word on that?
You know, haven't heard anything fresh. Obviously, they're tossing around a lot of ideas. They're talking about bringing back the assault weapons ban, and odds are good that they're probably going to bring it back with some more extra restrictions this time around. We can sit here and we can speculate about it. I would say that eventually something will happen. I mean, you've got a Democrat-controlled Congress, and they're not their constituents aren't as concerned with that particular issue. I'm not one to back-scratch the Republicans. I don't care for them either. I mean, the Republicans have presided over the largest increases in the state within the last few decades, so they're as guilty, if not more so, than the Democrats in increasing the size of the state. But certainly we know that the Democrats are a little more interested on controlling guns, so I'd expect you'll see something happen, so it's probably not a bad idea to do what a lot of people have been doing, and stock up on some ammo.
Gun sales have gone through the roof in the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, any other thoughts? The one thing that has been skyrocketing in the economy.
John Paul, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, concealed carry, reciprocity, or however that's pronounced.
Reciprocity.
Like, basically, your concealed carry permit is good anywhere that allows concealed carry. How's that law coming along?
Are you talking about some sort of national law?
From state to state?
Yes, from state to state.
There's actually
it's basically going to be recognized nationwide the same as your driver's license.
Well, there's a book out that actually describes each state's law and what their policy is on out-of-state gun owners and concealed carry permits. So that's something you want to look up because some states are different.
But it sounds like he's saying there's going to be a national overarching law. Is that what you're saying, that there's going to be some sort of federal legislation in regards to this?
Yes, I heard some talk about it on the internet that concealed carry permit is going to be valid no matter where you go as long as the state allows concealed carry to begin with.
Well, I would say that I hadn't heard about that, but I'm not tapped into the pulse of D.C. The last thing I want to do is pay too close attention to what they do there. So I'd recommend you head back to the internet and you'll probably find your answer there. And I thank you for the call. If that happens, well, okay. But whatever. 800-259-9231.
You didn't leave the house anyway, so what's the difference?
Hey, now, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show. Go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a difference for us having that money come in because it allows us to advertise the show in a way that really makes us look as big as the other guys. And you have to act like you're a success before you can actually be a success. At least that's certainly something I found true in my life. And so being able to advertise big dollar, you know, put some big dollars in advertising helps our image in the industry and makes it more likely that something like what happened earlier this week will happen more often. I had a program director who I'd never spoken with before in my life call me out of the blue to say he saw the ads in Talkers Magazine and he took a look at our website, and which we have a special page just for program directors there. He took a look at that website, and he liked what he saw, and he liked what he listened to, and they're looking at weeknights. So it's not a done deal yet, but it's one of those things that, you know, it wouldn't have happened if we didn't have those half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. So that's something, that's one of the many things that the AMP dollars allow us to do on this show, is really reach out there and get Free Talk Live in front of these decision makers, and eventually they will make the decision to add the show to their lineup, which is what's happened. Now we've got, you know, 45 radio stations carrying the show, and it's really all because of the amplifiers. So you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, and more. We go to your phone calls. You can bring up absolutely anything. Let's talk to Joe in New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Excuse me, Jay in New York. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I love your show. I was studying for a CLEP exam, which allows introverts like me to get college credits without going to class.
Okay, great.
And I'm supplementing the review course with Murray Rothbard's Conceived in Liberty history work, which is available for free at the Mises website.
Okay.
And on page 402 of volume 1, he describes the peaceful and voluntary anarchism of the Quakers, which lasted almost 50 years. Until, as he describes on page 59 of Volume 2, the general status war pressures, and specifically Ben Franklin, betrayed them for his own power. It was all over.
Ooh, that's awful.
Yeah, you might want to check that out, or your listeners might be interested in that, and that's about all I have.
Well, very good. I've heard good things about that book. I think somebody sent me a copy of it. I've got so many books that I just have not made the time to read, but I'm glad you're out there reading them.
That part is only 10 pages about the founding of that colony. It's absolutely hilarious how frustrated the would-be statists were in that first 5 years.
You know, I think it'd be interesting to, I obviously haven't read it, but as far as frustrating the statists are concerned, I love the idea of going and doing what they did, to have your own Declaration of Independence, go ahead and write up your own constitution, and essentially secede in document form, at the very least, if not in spirit, and basically say, yeah, we're declaring our independence from your United States, and we're going to form our own free land of Keene or something like that.
I mean, a lot of people say that it's impossible because of human nature, but this was not a homogenous society. This was not just the Quakers. This was Quakers and non-Quakers and Indians living in essentially equality.
Sounds good to me.
The Indians were allowed 6 people against 6 whites on juries in cases involving racial disputes.
They also called themselves the Society of Friends, was it?
Yeah, that's what said in the book.
Yeah.
But just 10 pages, it made my day yesterday.
And what was the book again?
It was called Conceived in Liberty
by Murray
Rothbard. And there are 4 volumes. You need volume 1 on page 402. And then volume 2 on page 59.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight. Really appreciate it, Jay. 800-259-9231. There sure are a lot of great liberty-oriented books out there, but not so many liberty-oriented radio shows or television shows. And one of the things that has been just floating along with the liberty movement for the longest time is an obsession with books. And I love a good book. And books are great. And I wish more people, including myself, would read more often. However, the reality of the world that we live in is that people are pretty busy, and it seems that people are not as willing to sit down and take time out and make time to read a book, while they might not have any problem sitting down and watching an hour of television every single night. So it really is about your priorities and about what it is you've chosen for yourself. But the fact is, a lot of people do like to watch TV, and a lot of people like to, surf the internet, which is pretty much reading. I mean, being on the internet, unless you're playing a game or something, is basically reading. You just don't have pages in front of you.
It's a little different, though, because I find that surfing the internet is a little bit more ADD-ish, if you will, because
you're jumping around.
You jump around a lot more, whereas when you sit down and read a book, you're sitting with one subject, with one thing.
It's linear.
Yes, and I actually prefer that. But to sit in front of the fire, and my house is not quiet, so I'm not going to be able to sit in front of a book for a few years yet. But I do like to sit in front of a fire with a cup of tea and under a nice, comfortable chair and read a real book. That there's nothing like that.
I agree with that. I'm not trying to malign books at all. What I'm pointing out is that the liberty movement, I think what it really needs to take off even more so than it is. I mean, it's burgeoning at this point. It's not even close to taking off. It's getting warmed up. I think that obviously the internet has been infected by liberty-minded people, and that's great. They're taking over message boards. They're starting their own websites. They're putting it out. They're putting content out there on the internet, and it's the genesis point for a lot of great media that's being generated. This new media that's being generated, like Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is like a mishmash. It's like a multimedia show because we're on an old media format. We're on radio, and at the same time, we're also distributed all over the place on the internet. So that's a good thing. But the internet has been creating these new media shows that have slowly been transitioning into other distribution channels. I mean, Free Minds TV, which we have Nick on the show every Tuesday, is a great example of that. It's a show that started on cable access and the internet at the same time. They've expanded out to more cable access channels as they've expanded on the internet, and they've also expanded out to radio now as well. So it's important. I think it's critical to get the pro-liberty message in as many media forms as possible. Some of the activists today were talking about creating a newspaper here in the Keene area. Now, we already have the New Hampshire Free Press, which originally was published in Keene and is still heavily distributed in Keene. But now they're talking about doing like a Cheshire County Free Press or something like that, some sort of more focused kind of a news media, and I think that's great. So even though newspaper seems really outdated, there are a lot of people that still read it, and it can be refreshed. Yes, newspapers are dying off around the country, but they're following an old business model,
right.
And they're just the old dinosaurs in the industry that don't know how to change. There are still papers that are profitable out there.
Free papers.
Yes.
That make their money from the advertising and not from selling or delivering.
Most papers make money from advertising.
Yes.
The delivery is just, you know, a little bit of money that comes
in.
But
a lot of these papers tend to just put a stack in a store or something. It's mm-hmm. not the home delivery so much.
And people come after them. They come after them. They take them all. Of course, the price is right, but whatever it takes to get those ads in people's hands and get your articles in people's hands is what works. So what I'm saying here is, we need to have more than just books. The books are out there. We've got all the Liberty books that we need. And, of course, more will inevitably be written. But what more can you really say in book form that hasn't already been said about freedom? I mean, pretty much all of the great ideas about liberty are down on paper at this point. It's just a matter of finding them and consuming them. But what we really need is people who are taking those great ideas that they've learned from reading those books and turning them into easy-to-absorb media that doesn't necessarily just mean radio and television. It can also mean like cartoons, not just regular talking heads on TV.
Well, the Philosophy of Liberty movie.
Great one. How about Pirates and Emperors? Animated?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen Pirates and Emperors?
I must see it.
You have to see Pirates and Emperors. You've seen the Schoolhouse Rock things, right? Remember Schoolhouse Rock from the 70s?
Yes.
Well, it's like that, except for freedom.
Wow.
And it's really brilliant. You're going to want to watch this, Wayne, and then take it and show your kids.
I'm
when
sure
you get
I will.
So anyway, media, important, and getting the message out there, very important. In fact, one of the things that is going to help get the message out there is the CD Evolution Fund. Now, the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you just can't, for whatever reason, get involved. Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women financially, by supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. CDEvolution.org is the website. You can go there. You can send in a one-time contribution. You can get on a monthly recurring contribution. You can go to newegg.freetalklive.com, and you place an order through that link, and a percentage of your purchase will all be given to the CD Evolution Fund. So Free Talk Live isn't even making any money from the Newegg thing anymore. And I actually just put a $2,000 order in the other day for some computer parts.
Well, I'm an old egg. Can I still use the site?
You still use Newegg? It's a great site.
I'm an old egg.
Oh, you haven't used Newegg yet?
I haven't, no.
Newegg.freetalklive.com. That's where you enter, and it's the best place on the internet to buy computer parts, period. There's reviews, and there are so many different parts there to choose from. We're out of time. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
Tomorrow night, we'll be back. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.